And we're ready to begin the climax of the opening sugya, the climax of the first blot and a half. This is the cliffhanger. So what is this all about? This whole Cheskes Avatim. The Mishnah has been telling us the whole parak of Cheskes Avatim, but what makes it happen? What makes it happen? Minayin l'chazak cheskachazaka gimel shanim. Minayin l'chazak shehi gimel shanim. Rabbi Yochanan heard that the name of the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, that he raises Lamdash HaShayla. And now finally, we heard the approach of Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Shar Amuot, heard the approach of Rabbi Yosef to either replace that Pasuk or add to that Pasuk the Psukim of Yirmiyahu. And all of that is rejected, at least if you don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel about Ste'ilan. So finally we have Rava. And Abai and Rava go back and forth. Abai and Rava go back and forth. Abai and Rava go back and forth. First Rava said maybe it's that the first 2 years, after 3 years of no macha, that's proof that it must be his. Because we can imagine that for the first 2 years he'll be mocha. Abai says, not mechila. After all, Rav Nachman said, Hadra Arav, Hadra Peiret. So Rabbi says, you're right. Okay, let me rephrase that. Here comes Rabbi version 2. Not this, but the first years, I'll chalk it up to Mechila. I don't think it's ever Mechila. But for the first years, I might chalk it up to low cupid. The fact that the fellow didn't react right away is not proof that it's not his. That's no longer his. The fact that the Marakama didn't react right away to the trespasser doesn't prove that he's already sold it. Maybe the guy's not Makbid for the first 2 years. But even the third year he wasn't Makbid, it's so unlikely, Vadai Mecharos, Rashi said. For sure, or almost for sure, a strong enough road, you can motzi mamun. Highly unlikely. To which the Gemara, Abaye says, hard to say, you're building Cheskes Avatim Gimel Shanim on the assumption that, well, the fellow would have been Makbid within 3 years. How about Bnei Bar? If what's driving it is Kepeda, so what do you do with Bnei Bar Yashiv? These people who are tremendous Makpidim. And we spent some time in the back and forth about that. We saw the way Ritva explains that. The Me'iri, I don't know if I mentioned that yesterday, Me'iri also says Bnei Bar Yashiv are Derech Mashal. It's not specifically, as the Rashba understood the Kasha, they're asking, well, there should be a different rule for Bei Baal Yashiv. No, we're asking that there should be an endless spectrum. Different people are mocked at different points. Bei Baal Yashiv, as the Miri says, they were particularly famous, or notorious, infamous, for being very, very, very sensitive to trespassers, and immediately reacting very vigorously to trespassers. But, everyone's got a little bit of Bei Baal Yashiv in them. It's this question, how much? Bei Baal Yashiv jump after 2 minutes, and some people jump after a day, some people jump after a week. But there's a whole range. So how could it be that Chazal devised a uniform system of 3 years based on Kepeda, which is endlessly variable, and everyone is different? The Rebbe says, you're right. Let me tell you version number three. Rather than version number one, which was Shata Kamaisa Machil Tar Inish, Tarti Machil Plas La Machil, right? Version number one is a person will be Mochil the first year, a person will be Mochil the second year, but he will not be Mochil the third year. And unlike version number two, which was Shata Kamaisa Lo Kapit Inish, Tarti Lo Kapit Plas Kapit, a person will not be Machil the first year. He would not be Makbid the second year, but in the third year he would be Makbid. Here comes version number three. Ella Amar Rava Shata Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Mishtare. The first year person is careful with the shtar. And there you go, Zihirus. Mizdaher. The shorish is Zayin Hey Resh. The shorish is Zihirus. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering what the Dalit is doing there, for the grammatically minded, that's just Hispael. The same way you say Mishtatef. The shoresh is shin taf pei. You add the taf after the shin to be the mishtatef. Or nitzdadok. Sometimes instead of being a taf, it's a test. Yeah,
Falun tzadi.
Correct. Nitzdadak, right? At the end of Parshas Miketz. So sometimes now, instead of having the Taf with the Hispael, if the first letter of the Shorish is a Tzadit, then you replace the Taf with a Tes, like Nitzdadak, or Mitztaref. And if the first letter of the Shorish is a Zayin, so you replace the Taf of Mispael with a Dalet. Like, to be a Zarez, you often say to be Mizdarez. Say Mizdarez, or Mizdaveg, or in this case, Mizdaher. That word is that dal is a little confusing. They really Mizdaher means to be Nizhar. Shata Kamaisa Mizdahar Inish Bishtar. The first year person should be Nizhar, the star, bringing together Bavasram Zilsacharm. Tarti Tlas, the second year, the third year, Mizdaher, he'll be a Zahir. But Tvei, more than 3 years, law, Mizdaher. He would not be careful. Now that's Rabba version 3. Now Abaye has a kasha on this too, but unlike his previous kashas, his kasha now does not yield yet another version. The final kasha Abaye asked, Rabba defends. So that's what this remains his maskara. Amalei Abaye amiyata mechasham falo tavi machak. Abaye says, so then, if it's about the shtar, why not say that you need to have machab befanav? If it's all about the shtar, so then maybe the point of machab is to get the guy to be careful with the shtar. So if machab shlo befanav shouldn't matter, because if I would have known about it, I would have been careful with the shtar. You made a machab shlo befanav. To which Rava answers, no, that kasha avatarits too. Damarlei, chaver islei. The answer is no. The assumption is that machosh lebefanav will still, the information will reach the machazik. The word will spread, and the guy will hear that there was a machosh lebefanav. Okay, so that's the closing. That is the closing approach. That is the closing approach. It's all about the shtar. So I want to open the sugya with the ritva, and perhaps I'll ultimately close the sugya next week with the ritva as well. We'll come full circle, because this is not the only ritva that's relevant. But let's open the sugya. There are a number of different approaches to how to understand the maskana here. It's all about the cheskes dimabatim, is all about zehirus in the shtar. So, and we haven't yet heard about the zehirus in the shtar at all. It's sort of like an 11th hour element that we haven't really heard about. So the Rishonim have different ways of understanding what the maskana is, different ways of reading the sugya, different ways of understanding the lavdus. The ritva is a very beautiful way to open it up. And he actually deals with several different questions. Kach yagi, so it's Ela Amarava. In the Ritva, here the second piece on the third piece of Chavtes Amud Aleph, Ela Amar Rava, Taima Mishum Deshata Kamaisa, etc. Talas Shnin Lo Mizdaher. The first year you're Nizar, the second year you're Nizar, the third year you're not Nizar. Kachi Agirsa Besvar Ma'ishanim. That is the Girsa in the old Gemaras. The Ritva is saying, yeah. If we had these Gemaras, they would be ancient. Even the Ritva's days, in the 1300s, for him were already the older Gemaras, the older manuscripts he had access to, had that Girsa. Is that our Girsa? Whenever you see a Kachia Girsa, as we saw earlier, it always means there's some other Girsa is being supplanted. Is what he's presenting our Girsa, or is it not our Girsa? Not our Girsa. Why? What's our Girsa? Right. Our Girsa was, the second, third year, he is careful, Tvei Lam is dying. The Ritva says, in the third year, you're not careful. So, the Ritva, no one gets us noticing. Now, on the one hand, the Girsa that he has is much smoother. Someone asked me a couple days ago in Seder that it's funny that this isn't parallel. That the first two Ravas, it was one and two is this way, but three is that way. Well, one and two, the guy is mochel. Three, he's not mochel. One and two, he's not makbid. Three, he is makbid. So why does the Gemara say, one and two, he's Nizar and the Shtar, and three, he's not. And in fact, that is the Ritva's Girsa, uniform with the first two Ravas. you start wondering, then you start noticing, if you didn't notice on your own, the Ritva gets you noticing, oh, Taka argues, this seems awkward, not uniform. Well, why does it change? And then on the other hand, he feels the need to explain his girsa. You would think, why does he feel the need to explain his girsa? It's beautiful, it's smooth, it's uniform. Let's see what he says. Hachi Perusha. Yeah, we just let him in. Hachi Perusha. This is a pshat. As though this needs a perish. What's wrong? This is smooth. No. He says, Shata Kamaiso Tarti, the first year or the second year, Da'ach Zikbe, that he's there. Akati Mizdar Bishtara. He's still careful with the shtar. V'chi achzikba talas gemurus, once he's there for a full 3 years, su la mizdaher, then he's no longer careful. What's the Ritva trying to solve? If you think about what he just said, it at first didn't seem like he said so much. You think of what he said a lot, subtly. The truth is, you begin to realize that what he's pointing out is actually our girsa is a simpler girsa. It's not uniform for a good reason. Because think about what the logic was. The first two versions of Rava were saying, a guy would be mochel for the first year. The fact that someone else ate his crop in the first year, I'll be mochel. If someone ate my crop in the second year, I'll be mochel. But I'm not going to be mochel the fact that the guy ate 3 years worth of crop. So the third year, he's not mochel. As a result, if he did let it slide for the third year, so after 3 years are up, I say, now I have a raya that he must have sold it, because otherwise he would not have been mochel that third year. Or, the first year he wouldn't be mochel, maybe he wouldn't be mochel. The second year maybe he's not mochel. But if he hasn't sold the field, he certainly would be mochel on that third year of use. So if he wasn't even mochel the third year of use, meaning you were there for a third year and he wasn't mochel, now you have a raya, now you have a hochacha, that in fact you must have bought it. The first two lashonos of Rava, the verb refers to who? Who's the subject? Who's the doer? Who's the one who is or isn't machbid? Who is or isn't mochel? The markama. Who's the subject of the verb in the third version of Rava? Who is or isn't nizer in the shtar?
The guy there.
Oh, right. It's the machzik. It's the new guy. So it doesn't help to say the guy would. What are you going to say? The first year he would be nizer in the shtar. The second year he would be nizer in the shtar. But in the third year he wouldn't be nizer in the shtar. So then already after 2.5 years he should be able to say, I don't need my shtar. The whole point is that only after 3 full years that he has his chazaka. So obviously we say even in the third year he's in the shtar, but beyond the third year he's not. After 3 full years he's no longer in Israel. It's not looking at how the marakama is reacting to the machzik's use of a third season. We're looking directly at the machzik's own behavior vis-a-vis his shtar. So actually, that's what the Ritva gets you thinking about. Our girsa actually is very understandable. It makes sense that it's not going to be uniform. It makes sense that in the first two versions of Rabbi we said, the third is different. And therefore, if you weren't different, if you were apparently mochel, or not machbid, when I did my third achilim, I did my third season, that's the raya. That's the raya. Masha'enu came to Mizdar B'Shtara. The point is, we assume the guy is Nizar in the Shtar throughout 3 years. After 3 years, things change. So the argument says Takavei Gishmak. And that's why the Ritva is actually bothered. And now you appreciate what he's saying. He's saying, look, the Girsa in the old Gemaras is not what you and I have. It's what the Ritva is quoting, which is uniform. And he's talking a little bothered by that. That's why he says, this is the old Girsa. I assume it's correct. But Halchi Perush, I need to explain it. It's not smooth. And what is his explanation? It's really after 3 full years. The language is not so smooth. Okay, that's point number one in the Ritva. Again, you could just, if you're not watching carefully, you just slide right by. It seems like you're just talking through the Gemara. We actually made a very important point and got us thinking of something very important. And then he makes a second point. A second point which is very familiar to us as being the position of Tosus. He says as well, according to these reasons, Hane is Aramaic for Eila. Lefum, where is your pum? Can you point to your pum? If you're not wearing a mask, you can more easily point to your pum. Pum is Aramaic for pet, exactly. So literally, pum is Aramaic for pet, and also in expressions. So lefi means according to or because of. But literally, lefi is to the mouth. So the Aramaic equivalent of lefi is lefum. That's what it says. Lefum hanetame dabai rava lefi hatamim ha'ela. We're done with Sharmud. Sharmud is no longer part of the story. Maybe it was for Rav Yosef, and that's what the Ritva had discussed previously in Chafes Neves, but now we're done. No more Sharmud. This is independent. This is independent of Sharmud. But that is going to raise some questions momentarily. Now he makes one more point. He makes one more point, which is, before he gets into the heart of the matter, he gives you a little bit of a sense of what does this look like lamasa. Treyot klas da'amrit lamas da'er, zeo kishachilasam bishofi kederach shabayil mosar. You should know, the Ritva's Rebbe, the Rashbi here, quotes a lot of Gemaras to make the point that the Ritva makes without quoting all the Gemaras. Ritva just says the din. He said, you should know, throughout the parak, we're going to keep making the point that Cheskas Habatim Gimel Shanim only works if you weren't just sitting on the land, but you were using it normally, the way that owners use it. And I mentioned that we have upcoming a lot of case law, a lot of case after case after case. Ahudam El Chavre, this was the case, and here was the Psak. And this was the case, and here was the Psak. And in case B, the Psak was this. And in case C, the Psak was that. Many of these cases are essentially applications of a single principle, which is that you require achzik k'da achzik y'inshi. You require that the guy, the machazik, is living on the land the way that a normal owner would. So that's what the Ritva, so the Rashba gives examples. The Ritva just gives you the principle. Now we say that he wouldn't be nizar, it's only k'sha'achilasin b'shofi k'da'a shabayam osim. The Gemara throughout the parable will be clear. You have to be eating b'shofi comfortably, the way owners would. There's nothing furtive. You don't seem like you're hiding. You don't seem like you're a fugitive. You're out in the open, behaving normally, comfortably, without anxiety, like you belong here. You're acting like you belong. V'hayin deba'in in chazak v'achilas gimel shan v'chal milsa k'derech tashmisham. You have to be using the land normally, the way the land is normally used. And bear in mind also, the Ritva says, that making a macha at the end of 3 years is going to ruin the chazaka. If the guy makes a macha within 3 years, you start the clock again. Why? He seems to be saying, because what's the logic? Lom is dying ish b'shtar. If I went for 3 years and no one said boo, so I might lose my star. I'm not going to be concerned with my star anymore. I need the star if the guy if the marakam is making noise. If he doesn't make noise for 3 years, and I'm leaving the land normally, he's not making noise, so then I'll throw the star away. Okay. Sort of like a receipt. You have the receipt for as long as you might return the item. Once you realize you're not returning the item, but then you don't need the receipt anymore. So once for 3 years I've been living here normally, he has not made a macha, so now I don't need a shtar. If he makes a macha within 3 years, then I'm not throwing my shtar away. He's starting to make a macha. He may take me to Beis Din. I'm going to hold on to my documents in case I end up getting subpoenaed. Yeah?
A macha doesn't just go back to the merkam after macha, it restarts the machzis.
Oh, so let's clarify. If the Marakama takes you to Beis Din, if the Marakama sues you and you show up in a Din Torah, so then the Beis Din is going to, if the case actually being adjudicated, so then the Beis Din is going to say, you have a Cheskas Habatim Gimel Shanim, and you say, no, it hasn't been 3 years yet. They said, you have a Shtar. And if you say, I don't have a Shtar, so then you lose. If you have a Shtar, then you win. Macha doesn't necessarily have to, just to clarify, Macha doesn't mean that I actually initiate a court case. doesn't mean actually initiated in Torah. It just means I made a public statement that that guy's a ganav. There's a big difference between tweeting that a guy's a ganav and actually filing a lawsuit. This is chaver. We keep talking about machaz. Talk. The guy's making a public statement. Not every public statement lands you in court. And remember, you have a shtar at this point. Within 2 years, with 2-3 years, you still have the shtar. If you were talking to take you to court, you would pull out the shtar. The point is, once he even just makes a public statement, he protested, he was mocha. So that's gonna keep you on your toes, and you're gonna realize he hasn't taken me to Basin yet, but that may be happening soon. So I'm going to be careful. I'm still going to stay careful with my shtar.
But only for the next 3 years.
For the next 3 years, if after 2 years, I bought the land in Tavshin Pei, or so I claim. Right? Tavshin Pei days, 2 years later, the guy starts making noise that I'm a ganav, that I'm just a renter, a whole story. No, I'm not. I bought the land fair and square from you 2 years ago. But I realize the guy's a troublemaker. It's okay. So I'll hold on to this. I'm going to keep my eye. That's not a shtar that's going to get lost. Make sure I can hold on to that shtar. This guy is a potential trouble. But after 3 years past Tavshin Pei Beis, if he's been quiet, I'm not mechuyav to have my shtar in Tavshin Pei Zayin. He's been quiet for 3 years. The shtar, I'm not mechuyav to hold on to the shtar. Yeah.
Sorry, Rabbi.
1 second. Yeah.
How long do we say that? How long does that take?
How long does it take for news to spread?
Yeah, because let's say at 2 years and 364 days, the guy does a macha, but not in front of the guy, but it wasn't in front of, right? So he doesn't know. So at the third year, the guy drops a shtar, the machzav drops a shtar, and he no longer, he doesn't no longer care about a shtar. It's been 3 years, but the macha that the Marakama made wasn't at the time of the.
Oh, interesting. Yehuda is asking an interesting question. Machashal Bafanav. Chashal Bafanav works, but you should allow. We should be allowing. Should we say that Machal Bafanav can even be up until the last day of 3 years? Chashal Bafanav. Maybe I have to allow. The guy has to be mocha within 2 years and 11 months. Let's keep our eyes open for clues about that. It's an interesting point. Yeah. What's that? Someone who had a question on Zoom? Ah, okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today has not been binging when people are waiting. So thank you for the reminder. Yeah. Okay. So far, it's the Ritva laid out a couple of Yisodos. So the Ritva, you should know, the Chalal, this is Darko Shal Ritva, among the Chachmei Svarad, he's the one who, if you're looking for a Rishon to take you by the hand and walk you through the Gemara, the Ritva is the one who's most likely to do that. Maybe second most likely is Meiri. Which will often not just give you a shtick on one line, but literally talk you through the subject. And here, so far, he number one made a point about the girsa, which, and defended his girsa, which got us thinking about our girsa and got us to appreciate our girsa, number one. Number two, he made the point, which Tosas also made, that at this point we're clearly no longer using Shor HaMuad. This is pure svar. Once you get to Rava, it's pure svar. And number three, is he pointed out that two of the major concepts in terms of implementation, the two of the major Pirtei Din of implementation of Shoram, of Chesed Zavatim, is number one, not just 3 years, but 3 years of regular Achila Kedar Chabailim, Achse Kedar Achse Ki Inshi, number one. Number two is that Macha restarts the clock. So I need 3 consecutive years of uncontested Achila Kedar Chabailim. And that all needs to be explained, all that data needs to be explained by whatever the explanation is. Which Rava said is, well, the guy, after 3 years, the guy will always not be careful with the shtar. And the Ritva seems to be employing, I get that. If you've been living normally there for 3 years and no one said anything, then at that point you're going to become careless. It's understandable you're careless with the shtar. And again, they didn't have necessarily the technology we have for document archiving. I don't even mean digital technology. I just mean like file cabinets. If you have a file cabinet, you can hold on to it. It's relatively easy, assuming that you're not dealing with pogroms and running from place to place. It's relatively easy to keep documents for a long time. Before the invention of file cabinets,
Maybe they had a kli charis.
Yeah, and where do you put your kli charis?
In the ground.
Exactly. After a while, you forget. So the truth is, even as man hazeh, any accountant will give you those certain standard charts of how long you expect it to hold on to certain documents. The expected retention. The retention of certain documents. Is it 2 years? Is it 4 years? Is it 3 years? Is it 7 years? Or is it permanent? Okay.
Right.
So, yes.
But even so, even though it's based off of a svara, where did the number of 3 years of expecting someone to hold on to a star come from?
That's a good question.
Could that be from Sharmuad or no?
The Ritva is pretty clear not. And there's no reason to assume, I'm not sure how you would necessarily get from one to the other. You are raising a very good question, which is, where does the number 3 come from? And that's a good question we're going to explore. Another good question we need to explore, in terms of testing, stress testing, this mocker for Chesed Zavatin. If this is the lumpus of Chesed Zavatin, this is a mocker of Chesed Zavatin, so it needs to explain everything. And it needs to explain why 3 years, which was our opening question. It also needs to explain, let's take a look at the next line, the Ritva. Miu tzarech Talmud. However, so far, I laid out a couple of basics for you, says the Ritva, but we need to understand, tzarech Talmud is another way of saying tzarech Yir. So we have a big kash here. Ma inyin shi yafsid halak karka'o, ipnei shazeh inul lizdar bishtaret. So I don't understand. How is this lundus working exactly? How does A lead to B? Because the we don't expect the machzik to hold on to his land, to hold on to his shtar, rather, for more than 3 years, so now all of a sudden the other guy loses his karka? How does one lead to another? In other words, what's the force driving that now I get to keep the karka? During the first 3 years, if there was a suffix who owned the karka, a suffix meaning Ruben is the Marakam and Shimon is the new Machazet. And if Shimon had a star, there's no Safik. He has a star. If Shimon doesn't have a star, so it's an open Safik, who wins during the first 3 years? If Ruben sues Shimon, Marakam, right? Ruben the Marakam wins. If there's no star either direction, Ruben doesn't have proof either. No one has proof. So Ruben wins. All of a sudden, now we're in year number 4. If the Marakama wait till year number 4 to sue, now the Machazik wins. What changed? And what we haven't explained. Okay, it's not strange you lost your star, but why are you entitled to the land? In other words, and here we go back to the grammatical point that the Ritva made before. The first two versions of Rava were centered on who I asked you before. Who was the subject of the verb? Who was the doer? It was the Marakama. The Marakama is or isn't Mochel. The Marakama is or isn't Makbid. Okay, so look at the Marakama's behavior, and that tells us something, whether the Marakama owns the land or not. That we understood. The Marakama's behavior over the course of, or lack of behavior, over the course of 3 years, indicates that he must not be the owner. Proof that he sold it. Givaldic. But what's going on here? We've cut the Marakama out. We're not looking at the Marakama anymore. Now it's just a question of, well, is it strange that the guy is starless? It's no longer strange the guy is starless. Okay, so. But still, he's the Marakama. Why did he lose it? That was the Ritva's language. Why does this guy, is the guy mafsid his karka? Why is he losing his land? It's because we no longer expect the other guy to have a star. Came into Leslan, and now he says explicitly, we threw out the first two pshatim. The first two pshatim were an affirmative, positive raya that it's not the Marakamas. The Marakama was quiet for 3 years. It must be that's not his anymore. We got rid of that. So instead of talking about the shtar, how does that work? The fact that, okay, it's not strange that you don't have a shtar, but why does it prove it's yours? Why does that prove that it's yours? Who says you ever had a star? Maybe you're just a Kanav. Maybe you're just a Kanav. Shimon has been living on the land for the last 4 years. We know Reuven used to live here. Reuven shows up and says, Shimon's a Kanav. The Shimon says, no, I'm not. I bought it from you. Reuven says, no, you never bought it from me. You're Ghana. And I'm the Marakama. So, well, it's okay that Shimon doesn't have a shtar. Okay. But right, well, what changed? But still, Reuven's the Marakama. What does Shimon have going for him? Well, we threw out the Rayos that we thought we had. So the Ritva says, the Hanachon, here's what I think. And that question that the Ritva is opening for us, many Rishonim here deal with different answers. And that's the sort of the central kasha of the sugya, is how does this work? By virtue of what does the machzik keep it after 3 years? Okay, so he doesn't need to have a shtar. But why is it his? What makes it his? What changed? What's making it his? So the Ritva has his take, the Ramban has his take, the Rashba has his take, and Yonah has his take. Let's for now look at the Ritva. Hanachon says, what I think, many different opinions, here's what I think. The Shuras Hadin, Kevish is a machzik bekarka, the ochel b'shofi gamor. If this new guy, Shimon, he's living on the land, living normally, ochel b'shofi gamor, living comfortably, achilas peros, the yoda by Elena Mochem, and the owner knows it isn't Mochem. What does that tell me? This was your land, and now someone else is there. Yeah. It really should be a raya fil bachilachas. Keisha tvis a raya metalklim. The Ritva says, no! It really immediately indicated that it says. The moment someone was asking me during Seder this morning, how are you talking? That's a funny havmi in the Gemara. That most people wouldn't be makbid for the first year or two? It's hard to imagine. The talk is a good point. Really? If someone moved into your house while you were gone, it was less than 3 years, you wouldn't be makbid?
It's called Airbnb.
And most of it would be makbid in 5 minutes. So the Ritva says,
some people are more accommodating than others.
Yes, but it seems a little surprised to accommodate a trespasser.
Roving up, you don't think.
Now again, you could say, no, but it could be a schiras, it could be a she'ela. Correct. But the Ritva says, that's all havamina. The Ritva says, lemaskana, you know why we assume that it belongs to the new guy? Because the guy wasn't kapit. Kapit is not dead. Rubber version 2 isn't gone. It's just being
used.
Exactly. It's being used differently. Really, as a matter of fact, rubber version 2 in a certain sense is even stronger. What the Ritva, because after all, the point of Beit Baal Yashiv was, why are you waiting for 3 years? So the Ritva understands the Gemara. Rubba says, you're right. Taka, the guy really should be makbid immediately. His lack of kapeta is an immediate raya that it belongs to a new guy. But not just raya, the Ritva actually uses the language of, it's like tfisa b'metalpun. Almost sounds like you're muchzak. It sounds like the moment you're doing achilas peiros, normally, that's the equivalent of holding on to metalpun. Either it means a raya, or it means you're mamash a muchzak. You become the muchzak right away. So you really should win. If it's a suffix, it's true that Reuven is in Marakama, but the moment you move in, you're the muchzak, not with tfisas d'hashta, but with achilas peiros, and that should win immediately. Dinu shetei raya fil achilachas. You really should win wide. The new guy should win right away. Ke'en shat tfisa raya metal, just like possessing a metalim is a raya that's yours. Ella, however. Caven dikar kozah. So then, the question was second. So why are we talking about shtar? And it's not true that you get chesed b'atim right away. Right? Two things are off. To which Ritva says, yeah, those two things go hand in hand. Really, you should have chesed b'atim immediately. Why don't you have chesed b'atim immediately? Because there's a counter. On the one hand, the fact that you're there uncontested is a raya that's yours. On the other hand, the fact that you do not have a shtar is a raya that's not yours. That's sort of suspicious. Karkos avada b'nei shtarininu. Karka or an eved, those are items that you expect to have, that the new owner would have a shtar. So kilo mechzi shtar reyechaz koso. Where's your shtar? You know, let's say I'm muchzik on a car. The car is parked in my driveway. So, okay, that's a ride that's mine. Right? On the other hand, and normally that would be the case, but let's say there's a car parked in my driveway and it's missing plates. Oof. And let's say not only are there no license plates front and back, but you know there are several places on the car where the VIN number, the vehicle identification number, is etched into different car parts. Let's say there's a car parked in my driveway that has no plates and all the VIN numbers are scraped off. All of a sudden, we're not as convinced that the car is mine. That's very suspicious. Yeah, it's in your property, but on the other hand, you don't have a VIN number, you don't have a license plate, you don't have, and Bizman HaZeh, the truth is, Bizman HaZeh, cars are also B'nai Shtara. Because Bizman HaZeh, if you have a car, you ought to have registration. You don't have registration? You don't have license plates on the car? Yeah, all the VIN numbers are scraped off? They say, yes, you're muchzik on it, it's in your property, but there are a lot of indications. It's a very, what we call a reyusa, resh yud ayin, vav taf av. That's a very, that's a tremendous weakness in your being a muchzik. So that's what he says. That's what the Ritva says. And you have karka, so the moment you're there using it normally, and no one's screaming right away, so you're the muchzik. But on the other hand, you don't have a shtar. Reyach has kasa. That's a reyach on your muchzakas. Where's your shtar? That's very sketchy. That's very suspicious. You don't have a shtar? That's funny. That's like the car without the plates or the VIN number. Or the, again, the registration document is the equivalent of the shtar that is. Like the shtar of the karka. That's the shtar that you're meant to have that proves that it's yours. If a cop pulls you over for a traffic violation and he asks standard procedure, he asks you for license and registration, if you cannot produce registration for the car that you're driving, you are immediately suspect. They're right away going to suspect that maybe you don't own the car that you're driving. And that's called
stealing.
Kneva, exactly. You might be driving someone else's car. And that's exactly what the Ritva says. That's the maskar of the Gemara. Yes, you're muchzuk on the karka. Right away, you're muchzuk on the karka. The shtar is a technicality. The shtar is step two. Why are you entitled to it? You're entitled to the new guy entitled to the karka because it's a muchzuk. Because achilas peiros, even one round of achilas peiros is equivalent of tfisa. Except that, so why does it happen right away? And why is the Gemara talking about the shtar? No. The shtar is not an explanation of why the new guy wins. The shtar, Ritva says, is an explanation of why he doesn't win during the first 3 years. Why does it take 3 years for the new guy to win? Why doesn't he win right away? After all, by metaltim you win right away. A moment of tvisa, a little bit of tvisa already makes you the muchzuk. Why doesn't a little bit of achilas peiros make you the muchzuk? And for the Ritva says, that the Rav is explaining. No. But the problem is that where's your shtar? He says, but came into Avru Gimel Shanim less lately is Dauri Bishtare. Beyond three, once you have three quiet years, you've been living on the property like a normal bialim, and the Marakama hasn't said boo, so at that point it's normal that you would feel comfortable not paying attention to your shtar anymore. Like the receipt that I no longer need. That I either throw out or at least whatever, you know, it gets lost. I don't care about it. So after three quiet years in your property, it's normal that you would no longer keep track of your shtar. So at that point, ikayim is chezkasei. At that point, the chazaka can work. At that point, the chazaka can work. So what the Ritva is saying is fascinating. Rava's not explaining why the chazaka works. Rav has explained why the chazaka takes 3 years to work. And by the way, remember how we started this Gemara by noticing one word in the Bach? Right. So what the Ritva is saying is Rava's not explaining why Chazaka works at all. Chazaka works all because you're Moksik, because you're there. Now the guy's not, because you're there, like Tisa told him. The question, why does it take 3 years? Why does it take 3 years? Oh, it takes 3 years because during the first 3 years, you're suspicious. Your starlessness during the first 3 years is suspicious. Like the car without license plates. That this doesn't look good. This looks like there's a questionable situation here. Looks like someone's being dishonest. You don't understand. It's very nice you're on the car club. You don't understand. That's bizarre. That's bizarre. Oh. But once 3 years go by, three quiet years go by, so then the fact that he's starless is not so suspicious. And then we go, once his starlessness is not suspicious, then we go back to what's really been going on all the way through, which is you've been a mukhsik for 3 years already. Just for the first 3 years, we couldn't use it because, yes, you were a mukhsik. On the other hand, if you would have said, but I don't have a star, that would have killed it all. Once we're past 3 years, your starlessness is not a problem. And then the natural underlying mukhzakus can express itself and can manifest itself. And mimela, you are in a position to win. So again, the Ritz would say, what's driving the cheskes abatim? The force that makes it the new guys is mukhzak. It's just that, and that really should work right away. Just that on the other hand, he has an Achilles heel. He has his lack of star. Once you get past the first 3 years, if he had a star in the first 3 years, I don't need his mukhsik to have a star. You don't have a star in the first 3 years, that's suspicious. Once you get past the first 3 years, then the fact he doesn't have a star is not so difficult. And then you can already rely on the underlying, the fact that he's there is proof that it's his.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Still doesn't explain why 3 years, though. It explains why you need a certain amount of time, but not specifically 3 years. But what about 3 years makes it normal that if he doesn't have a star, a chazaka is still okay?
In what is the suspicion and the hope 3 years?
I think it's most people stop caring and get rid of the shot.
So there's Rabbeinu Yonah. You're pushing. Rabbeinu Yonah, the question is, does the Ritva agree with Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Chacham are masaking. You have to keep your star for 3 years. They made a rule. Well, we'll get to Rabbeinu Yonah. That's one way of looking at it. But I don't. Ritva hasn't said anything about Takan Dravanan. It may just be a. The simplest way I think to read it is that it's just a psychological. The same way we said psychological, the first two versions of Rava were. So, statistical psychology. When would most people be mocked? When would most people be mochel? They're saying most people will hold on to a star for the first 3 years. So during the first 3 years, if you don't have a star, that's pretty suspicious. Because usually people hold on to it for the first 3 years. Beyond the first 3 years, after three quiet years, people tend to... to let go of the star. It's no longer strange that you've lost your star. There could be other ways of putting it. You could try to bring in the cup in the mechila maybe, or you could bring in Takan's chachamim. The Ritva hasn't said that. Let's close though, and maybe let's see if this helps. There is a Ramban who says, if not the same thing, certainly something very, very similar. Ramban, you remember, was the Ritva's Rebbe's Rebbe. That this may be where the Ritva is getting Masorah from. The Ramban does not appear here. The Ramban does appear later on Adaf Mem Beis. How do you know about the Ramban? Either because you learn the Ramban, you learn Adaf Mem Beis, or because it's a famous Ksais who tells you to look the Ramban. Ksais to Kuf Mem, talk to Ramban. That's the Simon Kuf Mem Chosh Mishpat is the opening Simon of Cheskas Abatim, Cheskas Karkaus. So Sivkan Simon Kufmem, Sivkan Beis, there some jumps into this question of the rhythm is raising. How does what makes Cheskas Habatim tick? So he presents the Ramban, and he presents his own opinion in opposition. So for now, let's see the Ramban, and as we move on next week to look at some more Rishitas and Rishonim, we may find that that what the Ketzos says is already encapsulated in the Rishonim of the Sugya. So the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Aleph that quotes a Braisa that was talking about can you blend the Achila and Mem Beis Amud Aleph Achila Shana the getting to the details of Chesed Sabbatim. How about if it's not all the same person? The Gemara before the Mishnah, the Beis Amalav had a Brisa, had a Rabbanon, Achala Ha'av Shana, Ha'ben Shtayin. A man buys land, or claims to have bought land, and then he lives on the land for a year, and then he passes away. And his son inherits, and his son has another 2 years on the land. Or, the father there for 2 years, Ha'av Shtayin Ha'ben Shana. Or, the father a year, or the son a year, then he sells it. The son sells it to a third party. Okay, Akshana. Hare zu chazak. So that works. It doesn't all have to be the same person. It could be his boy kocho. You saw in Rashbam has the language of brok karo davua. The Gemara has in several places. That the yorish is like the, so to speak, the leg of the father. Meaning, he's an extension of the Yerusha is an extension. So the heir who inherited it's an extension. That's one, considered to one Achilles Peros. Right? So the father was there for a year, the son was there for 2 years. That blends together. So the Ramban raises the question, what type of son are we talking about? Because to buy Kark, you have to be a Gadol. Because Kinyan is something that requires Das, but Yerusha does not require Das. Yerusha just happens automatically. So a Yorish could even be under Bar Mitzvah. It just happens. You don't need Das Kinyan. So what type of Yorish are we talking about? Can there be Chazaka based on Achilas Paris of a Katan? Can there be Chazaka based on Achilas Paris of a Katan? Interesting question. What do you mean you were mocha against the Katan? The Katan may not even understand. Is he going to be careful with his star? That it has to be a gadol. It has to be a gadol because you can't be mocha against the katan. So then his being there doesn't count as a chazaka. The ain't any muchzuk b'tam zeh. The Ramban says. Ramban every once in a while punned. Got it? Ramban is known sometimes for his puns. He says I'm not muchzuk in this idea. The time of the chazaka. Listen to what the Ramban says. He says it much more concisely. The time of the chazaka labushim is dahuri di de biluchud. So the reason for chazaka is not only because of being careful with the shtar. El kevin the haishasig raglayin ledaver. It's because the marakama was quiet. Raglayin ledaver. It's a raya that it belongs to the new guy. Ah, this is essentially ritva land. Ella shetoksh, and he's saying very clearly, it's not is shtar alone. It's really two pieces. It's a compound process. It begins with the fact, with the silence of the meaningful silence of the marakama is a riot. He must have sold it. Ella shetoksh shalosh aminale lemachzik af mishtar, and implying what the Ritva says explicitly. That really the raglayim ledavar, the silence of the marakam is already meaningful long before 3 years. Except that during 3 years, we're going to say to the machzik, where's your shtar? And if he doesn't have a shtar, that's going to be a counterproof. Well, achar shalosh, kevdo mizdar beitvei, israel haitaina. If beyond 3 years, it's understandable he doesn't have the shtar. So the taina of, hey, where's your star, is Isra, that's weakened. And therefore, I mean, we're going to say that it's not for naught that the marakama is quiet. We know the marakama is quiet for a reason. The reason is, obviously, because he no longer owns it. He must have sold it. But the Ramban is already essentially saying what the ritual will later say. Now, really, what's going on is it's the shtikas hamarakam, which is really making things work. And the Rava with the Zahiris Peshtar is just a question of why do we wait so long for it to work. There is one new, perhaps, nuance of difference between the Ramban and the Ritva. One term that the Ritva introduced, the Ramban had not, is Ramban used the word muchzuk derech pan. But the Ritva was ready to talk about muchzakas as a concept. Tfisa v'metalpun. In the Ramban, it's clear that the shtikas ha marakama is just a riot. It's raglayim ledavar. In the Ritva, it's a little unclear. Do you think it's like a crate of rove? It's a raya? Or he thinks it actually makes the new guy a muchzak? That's a little bit more pollen there in the Ritva. Okay. There's more to say. Ray noticed a different approach. Rashba has an expressly different approach, and the Ksos is in this mix, which we will continue the sugya next week.